B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. It's time now for the Gargano and Mertitus Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertitus. It starts now.
Hello.
Oh, babe.
Oh, my.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy, happy Wednesday. Oh, across the Delaware Valley. And as you know by now, practice canceled due to arrest situation. Doug Peterson canceled practice. And listen, for to understand the gravity of this, they never cancel a Wednesday practice. The only time that ever happens is if it's a playoff or end of the season, maybe at a Monday nighter, you know, where the week has changed. But never, when you have a Sunday game, do they cancel practice on Wednesday. And it just goes you this, tells you the state of this team health-wise and after that brutal physical game that took place Sunday night.
And they're coming into a situation where they're going to play Sunday and next Thursday.
Yes.
I mean,
no, it's tough, man.
How they this banged up this early. I mean, this is crazy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
it's disturbing.
Yeah, I don't remember ever a team, a Eagles team like this, where, yeah, you know, you've had catastrophic injuries.
Yeah.
But nothing where it's been this widespread of injury. And, you know, it's the worst time to play two games in five days.
My goodness.
It's the worst time for it.
We talk a lot about the
and, you know, how much I love, we love games. It gives games every night. Look, Thursday night games, and you know, again, only because the Eagles are in this situation does it come to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
But Thursday night games are just a bad idea.
The body can't recover it.
You can't play that sport Thursday game. Like, you know, I guess you make an exception for Thanksgiving because you've always made that exception.
Mm-hmm.
But having a weekly Thursday game is just a bad idea. You're better off, and I know you don't like it, but you're better off doing the doubleheader on Monday because that still gives you, you know, a decent-sized week. What's the experience that players always talk about?
Car crash.
Yes.
Yeah, two car crashes in five days.
It's just not enough to recover.
Yeah, you can't. And if you want to continue the Thursday, then you got to have the Thursday night game coming out of a bye week.
Yeah.
It's the only way to do it. You come out of the bye week, so you're not coming right off a game, and then you have essentially a week and a half to your next game. So,
I mean,
if they can figure it out that way, then figure it out. But this, I agree with you. It's too much on the body, too close together in a game that they're trying to make safer, Ant, but still the guys are bigger, faster, stronger than ever.
By the way, that's the name, you know, that's the sport.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the sport is what it is. All right, so here's what they have to do. And this is, you know, whether or not they go to an 18-game schedule, which we talked about the perils that really seem obvious to go into an 18-game schedule, what they really need to do is you need to have a first half bye and a second half bye.
Mm-hmm.
Every team, you know, whether if you keep it at 16, you still need a first half bye and a second half bye.
Yeah. You're going to have to do it.
Even
if you don't go to 18 games, you got to do it.
Right, and I don't know why you wouldn't, because you're extending the season, which the NFL gets, because you get another couple weeks of TV.
Yeah.
So that works.
Another couple of weeks of monster ratings.
Right. So, you know, from that standpoint, you elongate, but you give these teams the cushion that they really need. You need buys, man.
And even if you do that and you're extending the season even with 16 games, it doesn't matter because it's still nowhere near the length of an NBA or an NHL season, and certainly not a baseball season.
And what you're doing is, you know, you're elongating, you're a lot. Then, you know, you can do Thursday night games type of things because you'll have teams with first half bye, second half bye.
Yep. You have a lot of flexibility if you have two byes to deal with.
Yeah.
And you can do those Thursday games. You know, you do the one to kick off the season. That makes sense. And then, like, from week 3 to week 13 or whatever, you do those Thursday games because you can work on those byes. Yeah. So this has to be done.
I don't know why.
Wow, man. This is crazy.
I got to ask someone because I don't know why they have never discussed having a first half bye and a second half bye.
Yeah. Did they do it 1 year a long time ago where they had two byes? They never had two byes?
Never.
For some reason, I felt like they did. But
never. They've never had two byes.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it's never come up as a possibility. As something
for the players.
Well, but it makes sense. It's a win-win because the players get necessary rest and the owners get a lengthened season, which is more TV kind. Because all you're doing is taking what you have for your inventory, right? It's inventory.
You're stretching it.
And spreading your inventory out, and you're not missing anything.
Yeah, and you see the ratings for any time there's any NFL game on. Listen, it does monster ratings.
Listen, that Browns-Jets game on the night was a wretched game.
Yep.
But I watched it, and I watched it and was like, you know, it's bad, but so what?
It's football.
It's football. I'm not going to complain about football.
Yeah.
Bad or good. Like, Tennessee-Jacksonville is just, it's you know, throw up emoji, right? But it doesn't matter.
Yeah. There's intrigue there now, though. Because Jalen Ramsey wants out. You know what I mean? Like, there's intrigue in that game. 93. Yeah, they actually did two buys in 93.
Wow, my cousin just said they just did.
I remember that.
You're right. Good catch. My cousin just said they did.
Yeah, it was 1993 when they did double buys.
What happened? I don't
know why they went back to single.
I don't even remember it.
Yeah, I just remember it vaguely. I think it was at Penn State. And
the Eagles had a week 4 and a week 8 bye that season.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, that's still two in the first half
of the
season.
Yeah, they played 6 games and then the final 10 without a bye.
Yeah, I guess what I was saying is a first half bye and a second half bye.
Yeah, you do your first half bye between
1 and 8.
3. You don't go 1, but because the first week of the NFL season, you got to play.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? 3.
Everybody plays
like between
week
3
one,
and like 7, and then between weeks 9 and 13.
Wow, that's amazing. The double bye. I don't even remember it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it affected the schedule. And
1993. Where the frig was I? Was in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, a lot of us were to haze in 93 in the early 90s. But anyway.
Yeah, I certainly was. Yeah.
The fact of the matter is this, is that the Eagles are incredibly banged up 2 weeks into the season. At this point last year, Carson hadn't even played his first game, let alone his third game. And this team is this banged up, and it's not like these are Mickey Mouse injuries. These are to key personnel. Looks like Deshaun's going to be out the next 2 games, which is obviously this Sunday against the Lions, and then the Green Bay game. This is, like, I don't know if I'm trying not to freak out, because the buildup coming into this season was so great, and I expect such great things. And I know it's really early, but man, this is just a weird way to start. Like, well, it's shaking my foundation here a
should,
little bit.
It should, Jimmy. Listen. And here's the other thing. Until, you know, we're going to hear from Doug at 10:30, so make sure you're listening.
Oh, my goodness. Paramount.
So we're going to have Doug at 10:30, and he'll explain everything. But the guy that I'm petrified over is still Carson.
Yeah.
He took a blast, and there's no way in the world that there's not any kind of lingering situation.
Yeah.
Now I'm not telling you he's got anything bad, crack rib, or all this stuff that went through my mind. But he took a beating that game.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the rib shot he took. I'm not gonna be able to rest until he's not on the injury report and he practices.
Yeah, I may not rest until he gets to the next game at this point. But this all started 31 minutes ago when Jeff McClain put out a tweet and said the Eagles changed their media schedule. Because, look, we come in today, we look at our sheet, and we go, boom, Carson's going to speak today at 12:10, and we're going to carry it. We carry it every Wednesday, right? So we see that all of a sudden that the Eagles apparently took Carson Wentz off the list of news conferences. Well, and then Jeff McClain says we'll get further info regarding this practice availability ASAP. You're like, oh man.
And then they said it was just an oversight.
Yeah. What? You know?
Yeah.
Messing with my emotions with this oversight.
Yeah.
Because you've been saying it all week. I need to see if he gets, because when we had Jeff on, you said, Jeff, you asked a question yesterday about Carson practicing. And it's a legitimate question because you saw the shot that he took into the ribs.
Yeah.
You think he's sleeping good right now, Carson, with that shot in the ribs?
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, not
for bit he sneezes.
Right. Not to mention all the other hits and the cumulative physicality that he had to undergo. So,
both weeks.
Yeah. You know, thank you, Isaac Samalu. But, you know, that all that is true. And I'm just worried because, look, you can't win it in September. You can kind of lose it in September.
Yeah.
2-2 is not horrible. It's not sky is falling. I remember saying it before the season, telling Andrew, you know, how are we if they're 2-2? And there's mitigating circumstances. And I think clearly there's mitigating circumstances here.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, again, I don't know how.
They canceled practice.
Right. They canceled practice, though. You got Detroit. You know, hopefully you can eke out the win against Detroit. I don't know how in the world they could turn it around in a short week in Lambeau and win again.
Yeah, 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. It's the Midday Show, and it's right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, because football's great. It'd be a lot better if we weren't dealing with injuries, but still, nonetheless, football's great. And we love football, and we love having a little skin in the game. Well, luckily with FanDuel Sportsbook, you can bet on every football game from anywhere in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. And you can do it risk-free, because FanDuel Sportsbook's giving you a risk-free bet up to $500. Now, sign up using promo code Jason and place your first bet. And if you don't win, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. FanDuel Sportsbook, plenty to bet on. Money line spreads, special promos running every day. And FanDuel Sportsbook has lightning-fast withdrawals. So if you're looking to place your $500 risk-free bet, do you like the birds this week? Despite the injuries taken on the Lions? Well, don't worry. If you lose that bet, you're going to get refunded in site credit up to $500 with my promo code Jason, J-A-S-O-N, and you can bet from anywhere in Pennsylvania. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued to site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Terms apply.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. ESPN.
10 a.m. hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right, we anxiously await Doug Peterson, who will be addressing the media shortly, probably about 7 minutes.
I can have my concerns quelled, by the way. It's not hard to calm me down a little bit. Jalen Ramsey. I want Ramsey.
Yeah, well, we all do.
Come on. Is he healthy?
We all want Jalen Ramsey. I mean, you know, I mean, that goes without saying.
I want to get pumped. Like, I feel like I'm on shaky ground here. I want to be put back on terra firma. You know what I mean? Like, I want to feel like, oh, man, this is going in the right direction. How do you go into a game and you lose Deshaun, Alshon, and Goddard, like,
listen,
38 seconds in? It's crazy.
You know, not for nothing, he would be a godsend.
Oh.
An absolute godsend.
I hope he parachutes into the link on Sunday, because he can't play because he's going to play Thursday.
Right.
But he parachutes into the link.
No, he would be so awesome. I mean? But again, you know, I almost don't want to go there to be disappointed.
Screw it. I want him so bad.
Listen, we all do. That's my point. Like,
freaking out.
Like, here's the problem. The problem goes is that when he goes, if, God forbid, he goes somewhere else, you know, you're sitting there and you're bummed.
I'll be shattered.
Like, you're
because they need him.
Well, right, but you get You never want to get bummed when he's not yours.
I know, because you feel like you lost something you never had.
Right.
Yeah.
That is the worst feeling ever.
Yeah.
When you lose something that you never had in the first place.
Exactly. It's horrible.
And remember.
But I'm going to will it. He's on my vision board.
No, I mean.
He's the centerpiece on my vision board.
Listen, he's a great, great player. Oh. And he's an exact fit. And
he's entertaining as hell.
So they said it's now two first round picks. And you know what I say to that? Done.
Sayonara.
I do. I trade both first round picks for him. And it sounds crazy, but I'm in the middle of this window, and you know, so be it.
Yep.
I mean, I know it's going to hurt me, and I know at some point, because of those two first round picks, one is going to be a big player.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I try to do one and a two and Sidney Jones, or anywhere else, but I'm paying. Really, whatever I need to pay.
Yeah, I need to get the deal done. And I know that GMs hate to give up first-round picks, and I get why. Again, because it's controlled money.
Right.
You know, that's a big part of salary cap.
I'm never
management.
One. You know I am. Yep. Sometimes I think too much because I've talked to these guys all the time. I think a lot like them when it comes to trades.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to Jalen Ramsey, see, I can trump all of my misgivings. I can trump by him by saying he's the top two cornerback in the league.
Yeah, yeah. And
so like,
it's what they need. That's the other part.
What's the price for a top two cornerback? I mean, yeah. You know, two. So I go, all right, two first-round picks. The worst-case scenario is I'm picking somewhere in the 20s, and those two guys turn out to be studs. Now, what are the odds that two guys...
Between 26 and 32.
Become flat-out studs.
Come on.
All right?
When my window's wide open.
All right, so just say, let's cut the difference in half and say one guy is a stud and the other guy is a decent contributor. Well, I'm still net ahead with Ramsey, who's the top two guy at his position.
He's elite.
Right?
Elite is the difference maker.
So I'm still top two guy. I'm still there.
Yeah, because what you got to look at, Ann, is this, is when you have an elite corner like that, what it allows your defense to do, because he doesn't need help. So now you can do so much more with Malcolm Jenkins, because he doesn't need, Jalen Ramsey don't need over-the-top help.
That's right.
You know, so what it does is it makes you incredibly dynamic as a team defense. And... You know, forget the fact that he is entertaining, all of that, the sub package that comes with him, which I think is great because it's good for the team, it's good for the game. Maybe it keeps them loose in a lot of ways. It's the fact that he's an elite player. And if you're drafting between 26 and 32, it's probably 1 in 8 that you get an elite player. Maybe even like 1 in 12 that you get an elite player in that area of the NFL.
Well, that's the point. That's why you got to do it.
Yep.
You know, the price seems steep, but you got to pay it to get a player of that ilk.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's kind of, there's only a handful of teams that should make it. Like if you're, you know, you can make the argument that if you're a middling team that you can take a risk with it, but.
Kind of like Pittsburgh did with Minka Fitzpatrick.
Right.
I was surprised they made that move.
Right, but when you look, you know, that's like getting, they're looking at it like, you know, I'm going to be drafting somewhere between that. I got a player that I need at a position I need.
Yep.
They've been still trying to fill, they looking at defense, ever since Polamalu left, that defensive backfield has been an issue for them.
Yep, you check that box. And they check that box when they head into the next offseason. That's not an area of need.
And I will tell you this, like, I believe... We talk about his personality. I believe Jalen Ramsey's a winner.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he can be a ball breaker, but I believe he's a winner. I believe he really just wants to win.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's not afraid. He's loud. He's obnoxious, the whole thing. But that's, you know, I think he's a winner.
Yeah.
And I think he gets mad. Like, he always wants to be on the best player. He always wants...
What's the challenge?
Yeah, like, that's a rarity. Like, and you can't have lambs. Like, the only thing that worries me...
Sherman was that way.
About, Yeah, the only thing that worries me about Sidney Jones is he a lamb?
Mm-hmm. Does he want that challenge?
Right. Like, I thought he played well Sunday. So, mm-hmm. Maybe, but thus far to date, and what I heard about him at Washington was that he had the lamb quality.
Yeah,
a little soft. And, it's not that he's not good.
Oh, we got Doug right now. Let's hear from Doug Peterson.
All right, right on time.
Doug, what went into the decision?
Good morning.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
What went into the call to not practice and do a walk-in instead?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a couple things. Number one, with the guys that are a little nicked up who have a chance to play in this football game, I want them to get the rep in practice. Normally we go a padded day. And then too, we got some young guys that might have to play, and they're also servicing the defense or the offense, and so this way it allows everybody to still practice and maintain their focus and get our work done that we need to get done today.
What's the health update on Deshaun, Alshon, Tim Jones, and Corey Clement and Dallas Goedert?
Well, we know Tim's going to be a little bit longer. The other guys are day-to-day, more day-to-day. They're doing well, and we'll have an update at the end of the week, but right now, that's why we're doing this type of a practice today.
So get them out there. I'm sorry, you mentioned 2 games in 10 days, 11 days, something like that on Monday. How much does that factor into this? And how much do the, not current injury, but the game lingering injuries of your other players, guys like Brooks, Darby, guys coming off injuries and got a lot of reason. How much is that?
Yeah, that's another reason to kind of pull back just a touch. I want these guys as fresh as possible, obviously, for these next 2 weeks. I gotta think of the big picture here, obviously, and keeping guys, it's early in our season, keeping guys as fresh as possible now so we can make a push later in the season. So that's also a factor in this decision.
Carson, is this as unusual as it seems? Have you seen this done before? Have you been a part of this? Have you heard of this being done before? Wednesday's a big day in the NFL.
Yeah, I've done this before, typically with a Thursday game the following week, to adjust the schedule this way to keep guys fresh. And I've done it, too, with later in the year. But obviously, week three, to have a Thursday game week four, it's just a unique situation.
Would Carson practice today if you had a practice?
Carson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah.
We'll be walking.
Yeah, he's fine.
What is the game planning process like for you this week with guys who are up in the air for whether they can play on Sunday?
We go as usual. We game plan as usual. We understand that we could miss a player or two, but at the same time we can't focus on that. We got to get the next guy ready to go, and we go in and coach that player up and get him prepared. But from a game plan standpoint, we're playing a good football team in the Lions, and they're coming off a victory, and we got to be prepared.
Doug, there are reports saying that Deshaun could miss a couple weeks.
I mean, listen, I both those guys are getting treatment. They're rehabbing. They're day-to-day. We'll see where they are, obviously, at the end of the week. But, not committing to that.
Doug, you mentioned the schedule. You kind of had a similar 1 week, 16 to week 17 last year. You had success with it. Does that give you confidence to do things like this and shift the schedule around?
It does. When you got a sort of a veteran football team, guys that I challenged the team this morning this way and my leadership council to really, take it upon themselves to stay mentally focused, mentally sharp. If they got to get any conditioning in between or after practice, they do their own conditioning today and tomorrow and the rest of this week. But having a little bit of a veteran group that can handle it does make it a little bit easier to adjust the schedule this way.
The timeline on the three injuries you're still pushing guys. Dallas, did that happen during warm-ups, or did he come in with that?
Pre-game.
Pre-game, okay. Yeah. And then was Alshon, there was a video of him having a conversation with one of your training staff during the pre-game. Was his during the pre-game as well?
No, I know my knowledge of that was his was in-game.
Deshaun's in-game, too.
Yeah.
Have you guys done anything to look into the surface there? Any correlation?
Not yet. I'm kind of past that and on to the Lions right now.
Doug, when you make a decision like this as far as practice goes, how do you? What's your process like? You talk to the coaches, your captains, or
I kind of feel for the football team and where we are, health-wise, with guys too. I don't want guys missing practice reps. You know, so if we're going live today, there would be a few guys having to miss practice, and I don't want that. So this is the reason, again, to kind of slow the pace down so they can get that rep. And then three, as we mentioned earlier, I mean, I got two games here coming up back-to-back pretty quick.
You're just asking about your process, you know? Making a decision. It's just
yeah. I mean, it's all those things. That's the process, and I do address the coordinators and get their feel as well. But that's the process that I go through to make this decision.
What did you see from when you watched Frank fall back with JJ and from the fire a little bit? But how happy were you?
Yeah, I mean, I thought. Well, Mac obviously, I mean, made a big impact. Obviously, in the game, a couple big catches, one on third down, and really two on third down, late in the game. You know, JJ had a couple nice balls thrown his way. He's a big physical guy. JJ's a guy that's going to get better as Mac was, you know, a couple years ago. You know, getting his feet wet. But both those guys are. You know, we'll see. Hopefully, you know, they'll get an opportunity maybe to play a little bit more, possibly this week. We got to get them prepared, but I'm excited for both of them and what they can do.
A couple weeks ago, it seemed like defensive tackle was a position with pretty good depth. You lose two in 2 weeks. How concerned are you about that position?
I mean, it's, you know, obviously it's early in the year, and, you know, if you go in with three tackles, you got to maybe shift some guys around. But, you know, we've done this before. You know, with our end positions, BG can obviously come down inside and do some things in there. So we keep those guys as fresh as we can with the rotating, you know, system, and we go play. Can't really worry about that much, too much. You know, we just got to go play.
We saw a couple of years ago when Isaac had a very difficult game against the Chiefs. He ended up making a move there. Obviously, he's got a much bigger resume since then, but he struggled this last game. You know, what's your trust level on him 2 years ago?
Yeah, I've got the utmost trust in him. He'll make the corrections from the other night. He'll move on. He's a pro about it. He's a professional at practice, and he'll correct it. And I have no issues with him. Yeah.
Does he see the offense last year? Whiteside and Hollins. I know JJ talked yesterday about getting the practice reps with ones. Obviously, that's not going to happen in a walking situation. How much do you balance that against the other considerations?
Well, he'll get. Obviously, the reps with the ones, you know, but when I say walkthrough, it's not like walking in the building. I mean, it's a little bit more than that. And we're going to do some other things we'll do some full speed stuff today with those guys, so we'll be fine.
It seemed the offense was affected last year when you lost the deep threat in week 2. Who can provide that if Deshaun's not in the lineup on your roster?
Well, you.
You don't want to see
No? I mean, Nelson, we saw Nelson the other night be able to stretch the defense. He obviously can do that. And you know, if that's the case, then we got to get creative and be able to find some ways to get these guys down the field. You know, this is a good defense we're playing. It's a good pass rush. It's a lot of man coverage, as we know. A lot of the New England Patriot type of schemes, what you see on tape with Coach Patricia there. And, yeah, we just got to find unique ways and creative ways to push the ball down the field. But, you know, it changes a little bit, you know, kind of what we do. But, again, we just got to get our guys prepared and go play.
So outside of finding magical plays, you know, for the first quarter, what are some of the things that you are looking at? We're identifying. I'm sure it's an area that you're looking at about the, you know, first quarter starts and things like that.
I've looked at that. In fact, as early as last night, I just went back and I pulled all the games in 17 and 18 and looked at how we started games. And of the, you know, 19 games in 2017, I think we scored on 8 of those opening drives, 6 touchdowns and 2 field goals. So 8 of the 19, and then last year we were 7 of the 18, and we had 5-2. So we're kind of right there, you know. This year, obviously, you know, we haven't yet, but it's been a number. As I watched, there's been a number of things. It's been our execution as an offense. We also strive on defense, trying to get off the field a little faster, you know, 3 and out, or at least maybe, you know, maybe 2 first downs, but we're getting them off the field. And then we've had penalties that has backed us up, kept us in some 3rd and long situations that we couldn't overcome. And the other thing is turnovers. We had I believe it was six turnovers in 17 and five or six last year on the first drive. So we can't do that. I mean, we got to eliminate that in order to score.
So you're more focused on the last one, the opening drives versus the first quarter? Because the first quarter numbers were pretty bad since the beginning of 2018, only 41 points, which is below the
NFL. Correct.
So you're focused more on, do you think the problem is more the opening drive? Or
well, if we score on the opening drive, that's points in our favor, and then it kind of feeds the rest of that quarter. And then when you think of the Washington game a couple weeks ago, we only had the ball for like 4.5 minutes. So we didn't have the ball a ton, you know, even in that first quarter.
Doug, how long will the walkthrough be?
This long right here.
Like time-wise? Like the same as a normal day before the game?
No, much longer.
That was an interesting way to end the press conference. No goodbye?
No thanks?
No thanks, guys. Goodbye? Just walked out.
Gosh, it went great. You know, it's funny enough. Like, the one thing in common all these coaches have, like, there was a bit of Gabe Peterson going on there.
Gabe Peterson?
when he was talking about...
Oh, my.
Let's open it up in chat.
When he was talking about the opening drives, like, I went back and looked at it, and he goes, yeah, and last year we had scored on seven opening drives. The points in the first half... We're down. Stop arguing and just admit it.
Yeah.
Go, yeah, we got to work on stuff. Yeah, my scripts. Like, just for like a millisecond, show a little humility and understand that's an area in which you need to improve. His scripts aren't good.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I can't kill him for Sunday night because he went in with a game plan. And it gets blown up early, right? So, all right, you know, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You deserve the benefit of the doubt. But there is a common denominator of this offense. And it happens when Wentz, give me the kill, is doing that. Or when, you know, Nick Foles is going to the sideline going, I think we should run Philly. You know, my man is a great people coach. But when it comes to play calling and strategy, you know, he's not the top of the list. He's not Parcells Walsh.
Yeah.
You know, he needs some help in that area. And if he doesn't want to, if you don't, he wants to argue about it. Like, dude, your scripts aren't good.
Yeah.
Like, some of the gameplays, like, it makes no sense why you would go so heavy with Miles Sanders. Like, why would you do that?
And not Jordan Howard in short yardage situations.
Against that kind of defense.
Yeah.
Like,
who the week before couldn't stop the run of the Minnesota Vikings, and they knew the run was coming.
You know, I mean,
they threw the ball 10 times.
There's certain things that you go, you know, let's go here. You know, you gotta know that.
Well, when you're 31st last year in the NFL in first quarter scoring, it wasn't good. So you can rationalize all you want. It was the second to the worst.
But it's a character trait.
It is.
Of every one of these coaches.
Yeah, they want to tell you that your eyes are fooling you.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you look at it, you know.
When I look at the film.
When Gabe says, we're going to play to our hearts out and, you know, so Rhys Hoskins is home run opposite field, right?
Yeah. First one since September last year.
Right? And so you go, well, hey, Gabe, isn't it great? Shouldn't he use all fields? Well, you know, I'm not going to say that. He's got to get good barrel on the ball. Come on, man. Like, why are we arguing that?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with Doug. Like, why are we arguing the idea of starting out early and improving your game scripts? I mean, you know, it's cool.
Because they can't concede, Anthony.
All you got to do is say, yeah. We're working on that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Don't try to argue and tell us that we're not seeing what we're seeing.
And the numbers bear it out and everything else bears it out. Yeah, numbers can lie. We know that. But
stop.
When your eyes match it.
And that's all that matters. See, in the day of analytics, it's not about analytics because in every sport they matter and you glean it. But it goes to what I've always said about analytics is that a coach needs to be able to recite the analytics without looking at numbers. That he knows his team so well that they just are, right? That he just understands it.
Yeah.
But all they do is provide an alibi and a cover yo ass. That's all it is CYA. And they, every one of these dudes uses it to cover their ass.
610-632-0975. We'll get to the phone calls. Where are you at right now, Eagle fans? What are you feeling right now?
I'm nervous.
Yep, I am too. And I want Jalen Ramsey. Ramsey. 610-632-0975. It's the Midday Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let me tell you about Winter Nation. Kids are back to school, but it's time to get educated about Winter Nation because they're offering instruction on supply and demand. So here's the deal. You can beat the fall rush because Winter Nation has extra capacity now, so you can lock in the lowest pricing before the demand goes up. That's how it works. Winter Nation's back to school sale. It gives you 2 free windows for every 2 windows you buy, water vinyl styles. Which means if you buy 4, you get 4 free, 8 free, no limit. And you'll get an A-plus in savings, plus receive 0% interest for 18 months. This is a free ride until 2021. Now think about all the money you're going to save. You can use it towards your kids' books, sure, clothes, backpack, shoes. But how about treating yourself? When it comes to windows, they're first in class. Trust me, I know. Now you got to call them at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. And you'll get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy. Buy 4, get 4 free. Again, no limit. And 0% interest until 2021. That's 18 months at 0% interest. So do a little homework and get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. And when you do, tell them Jason sent you.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello.
All right, 10:55 on the Midday Show. Jason Mertens, I'm Anthony Gargano.
I am combing Twitter nonstop for Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah. I mean, I know, listen, he would be a great panacea. Let me throw this at you, though, because Doug did this again today. And I'm praying that he's on the level. So, once again, I guess it was Jeff McClain who asked him the question, you know, what about Carson? And he gave me the same. Why? Carson? Why?
It's an overcompensation a little bit.
Well, dude, yes, yes. That's what I'm thinking. I'm going, well, he was a little bit kind of over the top with it. Like, he's not a great actor.
Like,
I'm
how
going,
dare you ask?
Like, Carson? Carson? And I felt it was an overcompensation. Like, I'm petrified over Wentz.
So am I. I'm right there with him. In the pocket of it. I totally
agree.
That
Doug's being on the level, and he's not doing the... Because he's... I think Doug's a great dude. One of the reasons why he is a successful coach is because he's a leader of men. All right? He knows how to lead guys. He knows how to put people in a position, like he understands dudes. Like, some people just have it. Yeah, you got it. I think you're that kind of guy.
Yep.
Like, you know how to lead a guy. You know, you can lead. Like, you know, that's how it works, right?
Yep.
So, that also makes him a bad actor.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, he's also a guy that he's for real. So, when he's not kind of telling you the whole story, he's not the best actor because we believe him.
Yeah.
Like, the players, like, believe him. I think he's 100. I think he keeps it 100 with the players, right? Yeah. So, that said, when he can you isolate that, Andrew? Chudas, you're right on it, man. We'll listen to it, and we'll see if he is overcompensating as much as it sounds to us.
Yeah.
Because that kind of concerns me.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's sometimes when you ask somebody a question where there is concern and they're so aloof about the answer, like, yeah, of course. You go, uh-oh.
Right.
that makes me go, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is that you being forthright here, or should I? It makes me worry more.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's all. So, you know, again, hopefully that, there, you know, Doug just, it really is nothing, and Doug's on level, and Carson's fine.
Yeah.
But you know, again,
he took a shot. I saw the shot.
We watched quarterback. All right, take a listen, and you tell us if he's overcompensating or you think he's on the level.
Would Carson practice today? You had a practice.
Carson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Won't be longer than
that. Yeah, he's fine.
The laugh
worries me. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That sounded like a nervous.
Yeah, he's fine.
You're right.
I don't know, man. My spidey sense is tingling.
My right eyebrow went like way up into my forehead. And I got a big forehead. Goes for miles.
Tunis, where are you at?
It's like when you were playing sports in high school, like your bone could be sticking out, and your coach is like, "Are you all right?" And you're like, "Yeah,
I'm fine.
Meanwhile, you got tears pouring out of your eyes.
Your tibia is out of the skin. Yeah. And they went to the sideline. Joe Theismann, they came out and said, "Are you all right?" He said, "Oh, I'm fine." You know, come on. That scares me. I'll tell you what, I feel like we're all on shaky ground right now.
Yeah, he's fine.
Now, why would that elicit the nervous laugh?
It's the second time he's been asked, because he was asked Monday about it by Jeff, too.
Yeah.
Did Carson go to practice on Wednesday?
Well, we had Jeff one yesterday, and I go, dude, what about Carson? You know, listen, we have all been through this, you know, enough to know when a guy takes a beating and you go, is he okay?
Yeah.
Please be okay. Because here's the deal. I'm not in for Josh. I know there's this, like, this whole Josh campaign. I'm using hyperbole here.
Yeah.
But like how, you know, he came in, and, oh, Josh. Josh McCown can just sit down.
Yeah.
I mean,
Sit down, McCown.
I don't want to see Josh McCown. I cringe at the thought of seeing Josh McCown at any point in the season, unless it's 42-6.
Yeah, mop-up duty. Well, we weren't the only ones that figured that. That morning dip on Twitter goes, Doug, Carson, ? Why would he not? Gee, I don't know. Maybe because he took a whooping last week. And then another guy tweets in, Superfan Phil, goes, the way Doug addressed the Carson question worries me more than anything.
Thank you, Phil.
Completely different tone.
He's fine.
Thank you, Morning
when
Dip.
When that came up.
I feel this is before
we mentioned it.
Yeah, I feel the same. Well, we all had the same thought.
Yeah.
That if you're paying attention, your spidey sense is going to tangle.
You go, well, that sounds like a not being completely forthright answer.
See, the only thing, and I guess if I was there, having done that job, it's a tough job, a tough spot. But I guess I would say one thing. I would go, look, Doc, let's be real. Kid took a beating Sunday night, right?
Is he sore?
We all saw the rib shot. You know, anything left over, you know?
Any residuals here?
Lingering effects from that shot? Did he, you know, and the other question, too, is, did he get a total shot? Because I'm curious.
Yeah. I did a campaign with Donovan McNabb, commercial campaign for Vitamin Water years ago. And he came in to tape the commercials on a Monday. We were doing all the voiceover sessions. And he had to do some photos. And he had to put a jersey on for him. And he couldn't put the jersey on after taking a rib shot.
Oh, well, yeah.
It was like horrific how he was trying to do it.
You know, listen, when he's pointing at it, poking at it, coming off the field, that's that.
Oh, this is not feeling good. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station, and we're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.